Miss Terry Reeves. She's, I guess the CEO, it would be, of a little corporation now called Music Matters Entertainment, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you down there?
I'm doing good today. I got a little cold. It's really, really cold down here in sunny Georgia.
It's sunny, huh? What's your temperatures right now?
It's about 22.
So you're doubling us.
Yeah, we've doubled you. It's a beautiful sunny day, but it is really, really cold.
Yeah, there's no, there's a little frost on the orange groves this morning, huh? Mangroves?
Yeah, I think it would be peach groves.
Oh, yeah, Georgia peach. Huh?
Right, right.
Good. Now, the reason that I wanted to chat with you is you started this little, I don't want to say little, but this business, Music Matters Entertainment, and what are you all about?
Well, I got into this business because I felt that the musicians needed someone to go to bat for them. I love music. I've been a music fan, and I've been singing for years and years and going to concerts and festivals. And I started helping out a young guitarist by the name of Tony Tyler. I met him through the Allman Brothers family, and I thought that he needed to get out of Middle Georgia and at least into Atlanta. And started helping him out, and one thing led to the next, and I decided to really go into the business and start doing some booking. And then I got into the management team with him, and because I enjoy it so much and I do love music, I decided that I would start my own business and try to help some others too. It really is about putting out good music out there and trying to help the musician. At the same time, we both might be able to make a living doing it.
Amen to that, yep.
You know?
I do. That's kind of how you and I originally met a little while back, is just sticking up for artists together.
Absolutely. You and I both see eye to eye on that, and we're all about putting the music out there. And so that's how we met, absolutely. And I really appreciate your having me on today.
Well, I appreciate you making the early time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, you're already up working.
Oh, yeah. I work more hours now than I did when I was working for a law firm full-time.
Yeah. Well.
But I enjoy it.
It's a lot of work to make sure that your artists are taken care of, right?
Absolutely. It is. But it is well worth it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I can speak for experience. I've checked out the folks you're working with now as you're on your own, and they're high-quality rock and talent.
Absolutely. I try to be selective. I'd love to help everyone, but right now it's just me, and then I have one other person involved. I do most of the work right now, but I'm hoping to get my partner involved some more, too. So I have to be selective. I'd love to help the world and the world of musicians, but I can't do everything. But right now I'm working with the Tony Tyler Trance, Mojo Saint, Cooper Tisdale.
Oh, yeah.
Phantom Wingo, and the Minor Kings.
Jeez.
I'm in the works. I'm in talks with a few other artists, but those are the main people that I work with now. And I occasionally help Wet Willie, Jimmy Hall. We're working on something right now.
Wet Willie. Now, that was Allman Brothers' manager, right?
Wet Willie is a band from the South.
Okay.
They are one of the Capricorn bands. They were number two on the Capricorn label behind the Allman Brothers.
Gotcha.
And they're good friends of mine. And there's Jimmy Hall, the founder and lead singer. His sons are in the Minor Kings.
Ah.
So that's how I got hooked up with those guys and started working with them. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work. But, you know, I work with some great musicians and some great people, and it's very enjoyable and very rewarding.
And now, are you only working with artists in the local Atlanta, Macon, Georgia area?
I'm working in with artists right now in Georgia, but I am in discussions with an artist up in New Jersey and some other artists from other parts of the state. The Minor Kings are in Athens because they go to school there, but also they're out of Nashville. And Tony Tyler's in the Macon area, and Mojo Saint's out of Alabama, Phantom Wingo's out of Savannah, Georgia. So they're really all over the Southeast right now.
Right, right. Nice. If somebody wanted to check out what you're up to, maybe artists even want to... You know, see what you're all about. Where can they go find information out about you?
I've got a website and a MySpace page. The website is www.musicmattersentertainment.net. And the MySpace page is myspace.com/musicmattersentertainment.
Uh-huh. So just and the name, Music Matters Entertainment.
Absolutely. And they can reach me either way. They can send me an email through either site.
Perfect. Well, I want to thank you for spending a few moments with us this morning and letting people know a little bit about what you're up to. And maybe we can introduce a few more folks to you.
Absolutely. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate what you do through your radio program for the music and the musicians.
I thank you very much. And you have a good rest of your day. And I hope you get up to 44 today.
Thank you. You have a good day, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So there we were. You know, a little something extra today for Women in Music feature. Miss Terry Reeves out of, as you could tell, the Georgia area. Working with artists for the right reasons. So check out Music Matters Entertainment. I truly think you'll be not just impressed with her as a person, but if you are an artist, she'd be someone to talk to. If you're looking to branch out or whatever you might be looking to do. So, hey.